Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's May 22nd, 2015. Let's get straight into our news tonight. Yesterday, we had a chance to go out and have a protest, a rally at a Planned Parenthood here in South Austin. And the issue about this was we wanted to bring attention to the Black Lives Matter movement, not to take it away from the police brutality, because we definitely know that is a very large issue in this country, not just to blacks, but to all races as well. What other races? Well, there's a white guy named Kelly Thomas who got beat to death by police in Los Angeles, or at least someplace in California. It didn't make the news cycle much, even though they beat him to death over the course of 20 minutes on camera and nobody went to prison. But to expand beyond that, we said, why just cap it with the actions of police? How about we expand it out to something else that's another huge issue in the black community, something of the name of abortion? So we went out there trying to educate people about the history of Planned Parenthood and also Margaret Sanger, its founder. And we were greeted, in a sense, by a group of communists, even though it's somehow politically incorrect to call somebody a communist, even though they have a communist Facebook page where they're walking around with hammers and sickles and they have tattoos of Stalin and Lenin, but I guess that doesn't make you a communist. But now we see this. Communists call for Red Terror murder campaign to exterminate America's middle class. And this was evidenced by one of the comments by one of the young ladies who were out there, who told David Knight's wife, a very lovely lady who I'm sure just goes home and bakes cookies and is a very personal human being. She said, your white middle class agenda will not stand and we have to get rid of you. You will be destroyed in the middle class. Now, do I think this young girl personally is going to go out and kill people? No, but we can see this being echoed with this article here, their true intentions of the Communist Party in general, not this group in particular. And it says the communist group advocated for the death of the bourgeoisie middle-class Americans as part of a Red Terror murder campaign, raising concerns over the possibility of politically motivated violence this summer as communists are increasingly leading anti-police protests across the country. And once again, I'd be the first person to tell you if the police are doing something wrong, whether it be here in the city of Austin or someplace else. But I don't think killing police is the answer. You know, you can't just go out there and shoot somebody just because they have a badge and the gun, especially if for some reason you don't think they're going to shoot back at you. It's a very silly ideal indeed. And also, if you go to the article, we have a picture of the tarp, the litter they left on the lawn. So just everybody at Planned Parenthood who had to go out there and clean up the trash of this group, be aware that is not our tarp. We left that there because we didn't want to pick up after them. We took a piece for evidence. And they also left their Wendy's trash out there. So everybody at Planned Parenthood, that wasn't us. We cleaned up our garbage, but the true garbage was out there trying to cover people's signs with tarps. Now let's talk about this. Conspiracy theorists are causing militants to abandon ISIS. A report in the official propaganda magazine of ISIS this month bemoans the fact that the terror group is losing members because of so-called conspiracy theories that Western intelligence manipulates and controls extremists for its own agenda. Well, just in case you haven't seen movies like Charlie Wilson's War, which isn't the most historically accurate movie ever made, but it gets into broad strokes kind of how these guys came about. Think about Reagan, who I believe said the Mujahideen has as much integrity as our founding fathers. Mrs. Clinton saying that we created the Mujahideen, the airdrop grenades that we send to groups like ISIS, all the military equipment that ISIS gets, and the of course, the troops coming out with the hashtag I did not join campaign saying that I'm not going to fight along ISIS on Monday, then be their best friends on Friday. So these are the type of things we're going on. You can go research all this stuff that we've put out over the last several years here at InfoWars and see how connected these guys are at the hip to the military apparatus and also to the CIA. So they're saying that when the news gets out, I guess over there, that they're pretty much backed by Western governments to an extent. Not everybody in the government is in on it, but enough people are to keep these guys funded and being the scapegoat of sorts by arming them with the tools they need to fight not only military, but also innocent civilians in their wake. Now let's talk about the FBI now, because you would think with all the intelligence that the FBI has, they would be able to go down and crack groups like ISIS. But they had to come to Joe Biggs when Joe Biggs went down to Mexico. They said, hey, Biggs, you know, what'd you find down there? We can't go down there and investigate ourselves. So they had to come to us to find out what we know. And I'm not knocking the FBI. They've done some very questionable things that I'm not happy about. But I think the majority of people in the federal organizations and the military and your police departments are decent human beings, but enough people are doing enough bad stuff and getting away with it. It makes the entire organizations look bad. But now we see the FBI admits that no major cases have been cracked with the U.S. Patriot Act. So you guys recall the Patriot Act. Bush ran this through. He said, hey, we need to be able to spy on you all the time in all manner of ways, whether it be your cell phone, your computer, whatever else, to track down these dirty terrorists, the terrorists that we are funding, as we just talked about in this past article. And even with this, the FBI admits that they have no major plots that have been foiled by this dragnet surveillance. They have plenty of naked selfies and sexting conversations and all that stuff. You guys know this. And even if you don't think the government's in on it, just think about how they hacked into the phones of Kate Upton and all these other starlets, and you think somebody at the NSA can't do the same thing. Then if you believe that I have some oceanfront property back in Oklahoma and from my front porch, you can indeed see the sea. And we'll end tonight with this before we go into more special reports. Video: man holds alleged carjacker at gunpoint until cops arrive.
Just stay there and wait for the police. It's that simple.
Okay. You trying to rob me?
I wasn't trying to rob
you. You weren't trying to rob me. You just getting random people's cars, huh?
No, I thought you were my friend.
You thought I was your friend. You thought I was your friend, so you woke up stupid this morning.
And that's it for this segment, but stay tuned. We have more special reports, and also David Knight is going to be in studio talking about a trade agreement they're trying to ram through this Memorial weekend. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. When it comes to you and your family's health, InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Matter. All black lives matter. goes out to Obama.
2008, now everything's great. Got a black president with whom we relate. He's like a good friend who can fund abortions. Obama cares, but not enough to admit that my babe's got it wrong. Before Joseph Skins.
San Marcos.
San Marcos. I love San Marcos.
Right on.
Love the rivers.
Hey, we're big fans of Alex Jones Show.
Well, down there. Thanks for writing that. We'll put this up.
Hey, thanks.
We'll put it up on YouTube tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll put it on the channel. Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds right. Great.
So where can people find out more about your work or whatever?
I have a guitar. That's my work. I don't have a website. I don't have a YouTube channel. But I'm a crazy fan of Alex Jones. So just, if I can say anything, go out there and do what you can and let's fight the New World Order.
There you go. All right, thanks. All right.
Woo!
Yeah. That was cool.
All of you out here are simply amazing. God bless you all.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm here at Camp Swift right outside of Bastrop, Texas, where starting July 15th through September 15th with members of U.S. Army Special Operations Command and service members from the military's four branches, an exercise that has never been done will take place. Among some of the planned exercises will include soldiers moving undetected amongst the civilian population.
Roy Boyd, chief deputy with the Victoria County Sheriff's Office, said they're going to set up cells of people and test how well they're able to move around without getting noticed in the community. Can't they already move around the community? They are Americans, right? The Third Amendment of the Bill of Rights states, "No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law." Ambiguous under these conditions? Maybe. But how are we to know if they are soldiers if they are moving undetected, possibly into our homes? The Fourth Amendment states the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, support by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. There is more at play here as the Jade Helm playbook, Master the Human Domain, intends to collect information on who you are, what you do, who you know, and enter you into a demographic to be analyzed. dissidents will be dealt with. Sound a little extreme? The 2006 U.S. Military Police Training Manual targets civil disturbance operations within the United States, and Army Manual FM3-39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations, details the overall need for PSYOP officers and prison camps that will be used if the plan is implemented. But let's be clear, this is a blatant PSYOP, not a martial law takeover. We at InfoWars are trying to make you aware of. There's a big difference. The massive population of the U.S. must first be conditioned before the next phase rolls out. And the hostile areas, according to Jade Helm, must first be put in a chokehold by a corporatocratic government that can no longer and will no longer sustain the pursuit of happiness of its subjects. Most people I spoke with were unaware and trusting of a government dominated by foreign banks and eroding trust.
Well, I have a hunch that that may not be completely true.
Yeah.
They may be trying to blend in, but they're, you know, I still think it's military training. It's 12 o'clock.
Is any of that ring or is it not really not concerned?
No.
No. I mean, they can bring people in here and stuff, but if they're, I don't know, I am fine with the...
Yeah. Full trust in the government?
Yeah.
Others... Not so much.
I may not agree with everything that the governor does, mm-hmm. but I appreciate either one,
yeah.
Perry or Abbott.
Yeah.
But I appreciate them standing up for Texans and their rights because, unfortunately, too many people don't realize about the 9th and 10th Amendment.
You know the history of the war and how it really started? With the shooting of the boat out in the, it was wrong from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
All the wars since then have been for something not about protecting people in our country. There's nobody invading us. It's about money and oil and stuff like that. I don't know. The industrial military complex has gotten way out of hand to me. Eisenhower said a long time ago.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
From Camp Swift in Bastrop, Texas, I'm John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A trade agreement, something that's very important that affects us not just here in the States, but also people all around the world. And now we see they're trying to ram this thing through on the midnight hour on a holiday weekend of all things, similar to what we saw with Obama and the National Defense Authorization Act. Now they're coming out again with the TPA. And for more on this, we have David Knight. David Knight, what's going on with this TPA agreement?
Well, of course, you're right, Jakari. They did this with the establishment of the Federal Reserve on Christmas when most of the people were gone. Obama did it with the NDAA on a New Year's Eve, put this thing through. Today, Mitch McConnell came out and told the Senate, you are not going to go home until you pass this trade agreement and reauthorization of the FISA Act in terms of what they want to do with dragnet surveillance. So he laid that ultimatum out there for them.
I hope we'll have an update from the bill managers here shortly. But I want to remind everybody, we're going to finish this bill before we leave. We're going to deal with FISA, and we're going to deal with highways. There's a path forward if people want to take it, that could complete all of this work at a reasonable time, probably sometime tomorrow. Or we can make it difficult, but the end won't change. And so I would just encourage at least some level of cooperation here, because we're doing TPA, we're doing FISA, and we're doing highways. I yield the floor.
He has been delaying this. He said last week when they got the authorization to move ahead in the process that they were going to pass this week. He waited to the very end of the week because, of course, that takes it out of the news cycle. We've also seen a document dump from Hillary Clinton today as well. But here's the concern. They did not pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership yet. They did not pass the TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership yet. This is going to give authorization for 6 years to fast-track trade processes, to secret negotiations just like we've seen. Okay, we should call this Obama trade, and we should understand that the Republicans are full on board with this. They always run this through when there's a Democrat as president, just like they did with NAFTA and Bill Clinton. They know that the camp followers of the Democrats, will, many of them, will just follow blindly behind their leader, even though this is going to be a massive export of jobs. It's not going to be a free trade agreement whatsoever, and of course, that's the way they get the GOP. The GOP will line up behind their leadership thinking or telling the mainstream people, the people who follow them, that this is about free trade. Therefore, it's about good business. It's not about that. This is managed trade. Now, much has been said about what's going to happen with these trade agreements, which are really treaties. That's the other big lie. That's something that Obama did to run through Obamacare. They called it a tax instead of an individual mandate in order to get it through the Supreme Court. They're calling this an agreement. They're calling it a partnership. So they can run this through and pretend that it's not a treaty. Listen, any agreement, by definition, a treaty is an agreement between one or more nations that affects peace, commerce, or other national, international issues. This is a treaty. It should require 67 votes in the Senate, but instead they're going to get only 51 to pass it. That's what this is really about. But it goes far beyond that. Let me read you some of the stuff that's going on with this trade promotion authority. This is from their own documents explaining it. They're going to have 45 days whenever one of these agreements is presented to them, 45 days to bring it to the floor, to run it through the normal process of going through committees, to be vetted by the majority leaders. If they don't recommend this to be voted on the floor, it will automatically go to the floor. That's the default. So they're removing all the things that might block it or even slow it down. Once it gets to the floor, they're going to only have 20 hours to debate it. No amendments, no dilatory motions, they say. Nothing that's going to stop it. So they can't amend anything, and they have limited debate at that point. They're going to shut down filibusters in the Senate. To sum it up, this is what they say. The procedures, the expedited procedures, and you know what? When they talk about this being expedited procedures, this is really, they ought to call it Federal Express Next Day Delivery. Because that's precisely what this is. Everything has been rigged to make sure that this is going to go through immediately without any alteration, without any opposition, without any discussion. See, this is not just secret for the public to see. This is without any discussion or change whatsoever. Just ramming this through. They said three key elements, of course. That is a mechanism to ensure timely floor consideration. They're going to ram this thing through. Then they want to limit debate, and they're going to prohibit amendments. Anybody who voted for this in the Senate, anybody who votes for this in the House, is voting to shut down our Republican process. Our Democratic Republic has a process where we have leaders that we elect. They have an open discussion of this thing. This is what they're shutting down because this is another step to world government. Combining these different regional trading groups, they always do this as a trade agreement. Now they're working on the sovereignty aspects. They are now unifying North America with Europe, unifying North America with Asia. That's what's behind this, and there's going to be a lot more of this coming down the pike. One last thing, Jakari. Today they had an amendment by some Democrats, and they it was shut down by Orrin Hatch. The amendment offered by the Democrats was to show us what this Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to be. Show the public what this agreement is going to be. Orrin Hatch shut it down. And this is what he had to say. He said,
I don't know what's in the TPP myself. So in other words,
we have to pass it.
We have to pass it. Exactly. They're doing the same thing, except this time it's the Republicans working with Obama instead of the Democrats working with Obama. Have to pass it, see what's in it. He says, I'm curious to see what's in it myself. I'm going to be one of the most interested people on earth when it comes. If not the most interested, you know, when they finally agree.
Yeah.
Look, this deal is done. They're ready to put it on the floor. They're going to demand an expedited overnight Federal Express vote. And that's precisely what they're going to get. And if he wanted to see what was in this, Jakari, he could have walked down and taken a look at it. There's only been two or three senators who've even bothered to do that. 98% of them could care less because they've been given their marching orders by their multinational corporate masters to get this thing done. That's the bottom line. Absolute total hypocrisy and selling us out. That's what it's really about. We've got one more chance, and it's a slim chance. But here's the only good news, Jakari. The fact that they would feel that they have to do this over Memorial Day weekend because they're afraid of the public paying attention to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We can shut this down if people will pay attention, if they'll wake up to the fact that this is not about free trade. This isn't even primarily about losing jobs. This is far broader than that. This is about ownership of everything. This is about who is going to be in charge of government. So whether it's going to be multinational corporations with their investor-state relationships elevating themselves to the level of the sovereign governments, or whether we're going to go the other way and give people more power. If you get involved, if you pay attention, you can shut this down. Just as we were talking about earlier today, we could shut down the war on Syria. We could expose ISIS as being a tool, a creation of Western intelligence. We can affect things if you will pay attention, if you will call these people and put pressure on them. We're going to have one more opportunity to do this. But now that they've passed this TPA, it's going to be very difficult to stop this and future agreements.
And not just the TPA, but also the Patriot Act as well. They've got to ram all this stuff through holiday weekend. You guys have to get active. You have to get out there. You have to get on the phone. I know it's the late hour. You may not get anything but a voicemail, but at least call these people up, even if it's after the fact. Say, hey, yes, I saw what you did. I do not appreciate that. You will be out of office if you ever do something like this again.
And once they bring this secretly negotiated TPP to the table, there will be 2 weeks for the public to see what's in it. There will be no amendments. There'll be very little debate about it. But you can still put pressure on your representatives on that final up or down vote. And that's what we really have to do. We have to have a full court press to get everybody to grab them by the back of the neck, melt their phone lines about this, because that still works. That's why they're doing this. I'm very cynical about the electoral process, as you probably are as well. But that's why they're doing this on a holiday weekend. They are still afraid of public awareness.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Thank you, David. But whether it's this or something else, you have to stay vigilant and not forget that all these things are coming. If they fail on this, they'll repackage it, send it out there, and have something brand new by the end of the month. So you have to stay vigilant. And I hope you enjoy your holiday weekend. But remember, the fight is not over. And we do encourage you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again this Monday.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
know, bro.
Yo, stop.
He's trying to, your boy is attacking me.
Watch out.
Wow.
Watch out.
Just grab the mic again.
Look at these clowns.
Grab the mic. Hey. I'm just assaulted. Get the cops. Get the cops.
Why are you so worried about a zygote? Ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
Okay, I adopted two children.
Oh, good for you, white savior. Aren't you so proud? You're
they're white. Not white. He's
exactly,
not white.
He's not white. Exactly, he's you're a white savior. You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How because you adopt. How many
did I adopt? I kill my kids.
How many
did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Those babies, I pay for that.
You know something?
I pay all my money for that. I get free abortions on demand without apology.
You are wicked as hell.
Yep, and I'm going to hell. Yeah, I still pay to kill babies, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought
really?
You said
how many
free?
Do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you must make
I raise money from the community for it.
Oh, you don't use
yep.
your money? You multiply your efforts, huh?
Well, we're down here pointing out that all black lives matter, all lives matter, and that the very people who want to literally wipe out black Americans through Planned Parenthood on record are the ones trying to create this whole race war and garbage off some of these tragedies. So we're pointing out the real organized genocide with the documented proof. We're talking to a lot of great folks. Sir, give us your take on all this.
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue forward as a country.
Us!
We need
Find
to...
us! Excuse us! Find us! Excuse us! Find us! Excuse us!
Chill. All right, we're just assaulted. Get the cops. That guy's got the witness.
He's coming at me again right now. Go ahead and punch me one more time. Go ahead.
Move away from the street, man. You're going to get hurt. Move away from the street.
Bro, you got to chill, bro.
Stop.
Your boy is attacking me.
Come on.
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Never worse words than he said. Your God's fallen.
Hey, we had you guys on video.
Your God's fallen. You're weak. Your God's weak.
Look at these clowns.
Watch out.
Just grab the mic again.
Look at these clowns.
Hey.
He took the mic. I'll get the footage.
Hey, don't beat him up.
Yeah, we're trying to get these guys out of their parking lot.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of feet? Show this.
We're trying to get out of their parking lot.
Yeah, we got out of your parking lot. Hey, brother, we just got assaulted. We're just getting the parameters.
Let's get out of the parking lot.
All right, here you go. People ask me why I'm a Christian, why I talk about God. I don't mean these fake churches. I face the New World Order over and over again. They're all devil worshippers.
Yeah!
We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
And you've been ousted.
We're sick of you hurting children, you filth.
We see you.
We see you, and humanity's rising.
And
you
said,
him pick us and tell us to submit. We'll never submit to you, and humanity's rising.
She was the founder of the American Birth Control League and the publisher of its newsletter, The Birth Control Review. On a practical level, the relationship between Sanger and these elitists was basically a marriage of convenience. The result was that the American Birth Control League became the driving force behind the American eugenics movement. Eugenics would no longer just be a philosophy. Sanger and others like her were going to put it into practice.
We are paying for and even submitting to the dictates of an ever-increasing, unceasingly spawning class of human beings who never should have been born at all. Margaret Sanger, 1922.
I have hardly there. I don't want children. I love Satan.
Say that again. Who do you love?
Oh, my God. I love Satan, so f*** you.
And you're not Stalin supporters?
I can't. No, I'm not. I'm a anarchist. anarchist, sir.
Where are you getting these thoughts from?
Hold on, so there's not a Facebook with you saying you love Stalin.
Get the off of me! Go away!
I'm just asking, I don't know.
Go away!
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids. Ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
It needs respect. Capitalism is
oppressive. You own that label. You are misogynist.
A fascinating case.
You are misogynist.
Oh, my God. Look at my women.
Wait a minute. You marching a Black Lives Matter thing with a hammer and sickle? Is that you?
We're just asking you. That's your Facebook. You got it on TV right now. That is impressive. Hey man, it says lizard people. I've never met an alien before. What's it like? Which planet?
What do they sound like?
Schizophrenia is serious, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You should probably
watch out for the voices you
write. Anyways, do you have any language skills other than cuss words? No, more pathetic than Gollum.
More pathetic than Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you don't want to talk?
Not to you.
You just want to block everybody else's microphones?
I don't want to talk to you. Why the f*** would I want to talk to you?
You sure came out here and you sure made fools of yourself, so thank you.
Uh-huh.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.